بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس أنتم الفقراء إلى الله والله هو الغني الحميد صدق الله العظيم My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home of the receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been extremely, extremely kind to all of us. Allah has blessed us with the month of Ramadan. And you would recall in the month of Ramadan, or the beginning of the month of Ramadan, we mentioned a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which it is mentioned that a caller calls out, Ya baghi al-khayr aqbil, O seeker of good, come forward. Allah is making this call to all of us to come forward and seek His forgiveness, seek His mercy, His rahmah, His maghfirat. 20 days have passed. If for some reason or the other, like myself, we have been deficient in many ways, Allah still gives us a golden opportunity by blessing us with these 10 nights now. The last 10 days of Ramadan, the last 10 nights of Ramadan are extremely, extremely auspicious. To such an extent that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned, إِذَا دَخَلَ الْعَشْرُ الْأَوَاخِرِ When these last 10 nights would commence, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would exert himself more than the other days of Ramadan. And we know in the month of Ramadan, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will really go all out in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you imagine that in the last 10 nights, how he exerted himself? Jadda wa shadda al-mi'zar. Rasulullah sallallahu made a great effort. He even tied his lungi, meaning he would then not have any conjugal relationships with his wives at night. So Allah has given us this opportunity. All of us have gathered here for a purpose. Let us check our intentions again, rectify our intentions, focus only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the last chance we have. Allah, out of His kindness, is giving us this opportunity again to make amends, to make tawbah, to make istighfar, so that before the month ends, we are all pardoned, we are all forgiven. And therefore, we will start tonight by reading the dua taught to us by Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, who says that she heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or Nabi Kareem mentioned to her, that if you get Laylatul Qadr night, then read the following dua. Allahumma, Allahumma, innaka afuwun, tuhibbul afwa, tuhibbul afwa, fa'fu anni, fa'fu anni. Wallah, you are most forgiving. You love to forgive. Oh Allah, forgive me. If you see it in the plural form, Allahumma innaka afoon, tuhibbul afwa, fa'fu anna. Anna, plural form, forgive all of us. Anni, forgive me. So we are sitting here today, all of us, each one of us, requires to remove the barriers in his heart, those barriers that we have, please, between us and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody is superior to the other. Each one of us should have this very penitent heart, beg and cry and seek Allah Rabbul Izzat. Tonight and all the remaining nights, with the tawfiq of Allah, we make dua to Allah. Allah gives us the opportunity to connect to Allah. This is the theme, to connect to Allah. Last year, you recall that you mentioned, Ours is not the caravan of despair. And in every talk, we tried our level best to talk about the hopes of Allah, having hopes in Allah's mercy. Not losing hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has conferred a title to us. In tonight's Taraweeh, those of Hufaz will remember. Allah says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. Wallahu huwa al-ghaniyul hamid. Allah says in such a beautiful way, Allah says, O people, you are all beggars unto Allah. Every one of us are totally dependent upon Allah. The great sultans of the world, the great kings of this world, every one of them is totally dependent upon Allah who is Akbar. There is no being greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says he is ghani, independent. And Al-Hamid, he is most praiseworthy. Whether we praise Allah or not, Allah is full of praise. Allah does not require any angel, any jinn, any human being, any animal, any type of being or any creation for his existence. Allah is self-existing, self-subsistent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hayy and qayyum. So he says, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. So let us sit tonight as fuqara, as beggars. And really, focus only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our mind will be distracted to this, that, many things. Let us make that sacrifice. As much as our nafs will prompt us to go out and dine into some restaurants and get together. Brothers and our mothers and sisters listening at home, I beg you, beg you, beg you. Please do not waste your time, your precious, valuable time of these last 10 days of Ramadan in dining and having parties and whatever type of entertainment we have. We don't have the time to do that. We can see the entire globe, what's happening. If we are not going to awaken from our deep slumber now, then it will be to our own detriment. Make that qurbani, the sacrifice. We are not here to look down upon any person, condemn, criticize. I look at my own faults, my own weaknesses. I'm not sitting as a preacher here or a teacher. I'm sitting simply, may Allah grant me the sincerity as a well-wisher. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu used to say, لا خير في قوم لا يحبون الناصحين. He would say first, لا خير في قوم ليسوا فيهم الناصحون. That there is no good in that community and that people in which there are no well wishes. Where there isn't any person wishing well for his next Muslim brother. There's nobody showing him the path towards Allah. There's nobody showing him the path towards paradise and Allah's maghfirat and giving him hope and motivating him towards the truth. And he says, there is no good in that people, in that community, who do not like well wishes. It is for our own good. And he would make dua to that person who gave him the gift of rectifying his uyub, his faults. If he had a fault, somebody corrected him, then he would regard that as a gift given to him, as a hadiah given to him. And it will please him, make him happy. So, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah, wallahu wal ghaniyul hamid. Tonight again is a night which is an odd night of the last 10 nights. So we have heard these talks many, many times, just to refresh in our memories, and so that we can focus again. Rasulullah has mentioned that this month of Ramadan is Shahrun Mubarak. It's a very blessed month. Fihi khayrun, fihi laylatun, khayrun min alfi shahr. In this month of Ramadan, there is a night which is better than 1,000 months. And which is that night? Laylatul Qadr. And when is Laylatul Qadr? It has not been fixed and mentioned to us. We have to make tahari. Tahari means we have to search for it. And search desperately for it. You lost a diamond ring, you will check every nook and corner in the house, every drawer, every cupboard. You will search and you will search and you will search. Allah wants us to search for Laylatul Qadr. Better than 1,000 months, more than 83 years, 4 months. Various narrations have been mentioned. The riwayat of Bazar, it has been mentioned, Man hurima khairaha. Whoever is deprived of the good of this night, then he has been deprived of all good. Man hurimaha, hurima al-khayra kulla. Whoever is deprived of this night, he fails to make some ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala genuinely, sincerely. Whether it's tilawat of the Quran, some tahajjud, some dhikr, some tawbah, some istighfar, some dua. At this very moment, we are in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make the niyat of nafil i'tikaf for those of us who are not sitting for sunnah i'tikaf. May Allah bless those brothers who are sitting for sunnah i'tikaf in this masjid and all the masajid. They are doing a great responsibility. They are absolving us from this great responsibility of i'tikaf. May Allah accept the i'tikaf. So we're going to seek and search for this Laylatul Qadr. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mention has been made of 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, 29th. And in the past, the Salafi Saliheen, many of them experienced Laylatul Qadr on the 21st night. Sometime it was 23rd night, sometime 25th. Yes, it has been such that the 27th night, in many, many, many cases, it was Laylatul Qadr. But let us not miss that opportunity. What if tonight is Laylatul Qadr night? We do not know. So we're going to search for it. Despite all our weaknesses, we are going to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, in the past, in the riwayat of Imam Malik in his Mu'ta, Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi has brought a narration in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding the long lifespans of the ummah of the past, when he was informed that the ummah, the nation of the past, had long, long lifespans. In this ummah, 60 to 70, very rarely a person goes more than 70, 80, 90, 100, not beyond that, besides a few. Generally between 60 to 70. And the ummah of the past, they lived for a much longer lifespan. And therefore they were able to make more ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thus obtaining much more reward. Now this was a great cause of concern to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that my ummah must not be deprived. Another narration talks about in the ummahs of the past, a person would go for jihad in the path of Allah for many, many months. And obviously he is going to accrue great reward for that. In one narration it is mentioned that there were four people of the Banu Israel who worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 80 years. And in that 80 year period, they were never disobedient of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even for a second. This caused astonishment to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, that ya Allah, 80 years they never disobeyed you. What about my ummah? So Allah sent down Suratul Qadr. Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr, till the end of the surah, in which Allah says, we have given you one night, which is Laylatul Qadr, better than 1,000 months. Far superior, far greater than the 80 years of ibadah of the people of the past. Is this not the kindness of Allah Ta'ala upon this ummah of Rasulullah SAW? Allah has chosen us. Allah has selected us. Allah has favored us. And if we are not going to take benefit of these opportunities, then obviously you will be deprived. There are so many other things about Surah Al-Qadr, but I'm not going to go to that direction because we need a lot of time. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about, he begins the surah, Inna, verily we, anzalnahu. We revealed it, but the it has not been mentioned, the Quran. And ulama have then gone to academic discussion to show the greatness of the Quran. Allah didn't make tasriha of it, Allah didn't mention explicitly. to show the greatness of the Qur'an, that we send down this Qur'an in the night of Qadr. You see, there is Al-Lawh Al-Mahfuz, the tablet where the Qur'an was preserved. From there, all together, Jumlatan Wahida, all together, at once, it came down to the skies of the earth, at the place called Baytul Izzah. Then from there, as the occasion arose, Allah Ta'ala then commanded Jibreel alayhi salam to take this verse, this particular surah, and this ayat, and go and reveal it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the entire Quran came from Lawh al-Mahfuz to Baytul Izzah, which is Sama'ud Dunya. Then from there, as the need arose, on the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, various ayat or surahs then came to, were revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, we say the Quran was revealed to Rasulullah on Laylatul Qadr, meaning in this way that I have explained. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to create shawq within us, the tashweeq, enthusiasm. That, do you know what Laylatul Qadr is? وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. Then Allah says, Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr, it is better than 1,000 months. And it is this night that the angels come down in droves, droves. I'm not going to go into tafsir, just very brief summary of gist of the surah. Qadr means power. Qadr also means destiny. That Allah has commanded the angels the taqdeer of you and I for the entire year. And Qadr also means something which is constricted because of the number of angels descending. They all come together as though they are constricting the skies and the earth. So night of power, Laylatul Qadr. These angels come down and they have been deputed with instructions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the decree of man. And in narration it has been mentioned, Imam Razi rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned in his tafsir, that these angels come down and they make salam to those who are engaged in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All this with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right till Fajr. Hatta matla'i al-Fajr, right till Fajr. So this is a great night. Hazrat Maulana rahmatullahi alayhi Patel rahmatullahi used to say, these are the last flights that are taking off. So tonight is the 21st night, the first flight of the last 10 nights of this flight. And these flights never get cancelled. Other flights can get cancelled. These flights don't get cancelled. Allah has given it to us. A sahabi asked Rasulullah to please stipulate to him, when was Laylatul Qadr? He said, if Allah to tell us which night it is, then we won't be making ibadah in the other nights. Will only reserve ibadah on that particular night. And Allah does not want that. Allah wants us to obey Allah, to pray to Allah every night. And more especially in these last 10 nights. And Allah has made it easy for us that at least in the odd nights, we should be seeking Laylatul Qadr night. Once Rasulullah was informed when Laylatul Qadr was on that particular, in that particular year, in that particular Ramadan, so he came out of his i'tikaf tent to inform the Sahaba that that particular night is going to be Laylatul Qadr night. At that very moment, the riwayat of Bukhari, فَتَلَاحَ رَجُلَانَ, two men, one riwayat, fulan wa fulan, so and so persons, they were arguing, disputing, they raised the voice. And the commentators explained it was on a matter of some loan that one had given to the other, and he was demanding it. He was demanding repayment of the loan, and the other person was begging him to waive it or be lenient. And in the process, they began to argue and quarrel. They raised their voice, and because of that, Allah Ta'ala took away the stipulation of Laylatul Qadr for that particular month. Allah made Rasulullah forget that which night was going to be Laylatul Qadr. So again, lesson for you and I. You see, when we quarrel, when we have jidal, when we argue and fight, then we are going to be deprived of many, many good. Many things that Allah wishes to give us, but because of our quarreling and bickering and fighting, then we are going to be deprived of Allah Ta'ala's mercy. Hence, very important, these few nights we have to make a lot and a lot of sabr. We have to overlook, pardon, ignore. People may riba of us, ignore it. People may be having jealousy and having hasad, ignore it. People will tell us some nasty comments, ignore it. You are on this flight towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Enjoy this flight towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. That is why we mentioned, seek the barriers that have become an impediment between us and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remove these barriers. In tonight's Tarawih, we heard the 22nd juz of the Holy Quran, وَمَن يَقْنُطْ. And in the very first page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enumerates 10 qualities of the Muslim men and women. Actually, we find the mother of the believers, the beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ummu Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anha, a remarkable woman, extremely intelligent, outstanding. She was very, very intelligent, very mature, full of wisdom. There are so many good things mentioned about her in her biography. Historians have mentioned that she was the first woman to make hijrah from Makkah to Abyssinia. And she was the first woman to make hijrah from Makkah to Medina Munawwara. And there's a long incident which we have mentioned previously, that she and her husband, Abu Salama, Abdullah bin Asad, radiallahu ta'ala, they both were determined to be the first people to make the hijrah when the command was given to Sahaba to leave Makkah and now make hijrah to Madinah Munawwara. But as they were leaving, they may know there was a problem. His or her family came and they pulled her one side. They said, no, they tell him that you want to go, you can carry on. This is our daughter. We're not going to let her go. And they were non-Muslims. And then they had a child. So his family, the husband's family comes and they pull the child. There's a tussle between the two families. And they pull the child onto their side. So Abu Salama has got now the option of remaining behind with his wife and his child, or to proceed and make the hijrah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He opted to make the hijrah. And therefore, he was separated from his wife and his child. And she was separated from her husband and her child. The child was taken by her in-laws. She was sitting all alone. Her husband is gone to Madinah Munawwara. She used to come to this very spot every single day. And she would cry and cry and cry and wait. Perhaps my husband returns today. For 1 year she waited. Until her family members felt pity for her. They give her back her child. And then she proceeds and she makes the hijrah. It was the same Ummu Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha that on the occasion of Hudaybiyah, when the Sahaba went from Madinah Munawwara to Makkah, anticipating to now make the Umrah, which they were waiting for so many years to Subaytullah, to make Tawaf, to make the Sa'i, to make the Umrah, but they were barred from entering Makkah. And a pact was made, which is known as Sulh al-Hudaybiyah. And then Rasulullah realized that we cannot make Umrah this year. We have to come the following year according to the pact and agreement. And then he addresses the Sahaba that shave your heads and slaughter your sacrificial animal. But the Sahaba were distraught. It was too painful for them that they came right to Makkah and they are unable to enter. So they were still sitting. And Rasulullah is concerned that they have given a command. And if they are not going to fulfill this command, then that's going to be a very serious thing. So here we see the brilliance of Ummu Salama radiallahu ta'ala. She says, Ya Rasulullah, go out yourself, you shave your head, and you sacrifice your animal, and then you see. And exact like that, when he did that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba saw Rasul doing that, immediately they shaved their heads, and they sacrificed the animal. So see her hikmah, her wisdom. There are many other incidents also. regarding her brilliance and how many ahadith she narrated. She was a narrator of hadith as well. So in this particular verse that I mentioned, she goes to Rasulullah. She was very bold, but with great respect. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah mentions males in the Quran. Wala nuzkar. We women are not mentioned. Allah Ta'ala sends down this verse, innal muslimina wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat wal qanitina wal qanitat was sadiqina was sadiqat. Allah enumerates 10 qualities in which He mentions clearly, verily the Muslim males and the Muslim females, the believing men, the believing women, those who are truthful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are genuine, loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who have sabr, who have patience, they stay away from evil, and they are patient on any musibah that afflicts them, and they affirm on the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are devout, qaniteen, wal qanitat, wal sadiqeen, wal sadiqat, wal sabireen, wal sabirat, wal khashi'een, wal khashi'at, they humble themselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who give charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who fast for the sake of Allah. Men and women. Allah has not excluded the woman folk in the Quran. There are other verses as well. But Allah sent down this verse, this long verse, because Ummu Salama radiallahu ta'ala asked Rasulullah SAW, why aren't we women being mentioned in the Quran? Can we see the caliber of this woman? Radiallahu ta'ala anha. وَالصَّائِمِينَ وَالصَّائِمَاتِ Allah says, وَالْحَافِذِينَ فُرُوجًا وَالْحَافِذَاتِ Those who protect their private parts, men and women. وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ Those who remember Allah ta'ala often. And you will find in the Quran, whenever dhikr is mentioned, the word kathiran comes. Unlike the other ibadah that have been mentioned, whenever dhikr has been mentioned, Allah says kathiran. يَا أَيُّوَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ Dhikran kathira. Dhikr should be made in abundance. After enumerating the 10 qualities, Allah said, أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا Allah has prepared for them maghfirat, mercy and a great reward that is Jannah. Some mufassirin mentioned a point here that Allah mentioned those who protect their private parts, who are chaste, men and women. After he mentioned وَالصَّائِمِينَ وَالصَّائِمَاتِ وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَالصَّابِرَاتِ وَالْخَاشِعِينَ وَالْخَاشِعَاتِ وَالْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ وَالْمُتَصَدِّقَاتِ وَالصَّائِمِينَ وَالصَّائِمَاتِ وَالْحَافِذِينَ فُرُوجَهُمْ وَالْحَافِظَاتِ Why? Why has protecting the private parts been mentioned after Allah spoke about those men and those women who keep roza, who fast? Because when we are fasting for the sake of Allah, then this is called kasru shahawat. We are breaking, we are destroying the carnal desires that we have, the shahawat, the evil tendencies we have. By fasting, we are curbing these evil tendencies, the lust that we have. And therefore Allah mentioned after that, that those who protect their private parts, why? Because fasting assists in a person protecting his chastity. You know, there's a group of young boys, youth, who did not have the means of looking or getting married and looking after a wife. They didn't have the means, they didn't have sufficient funds to look after a wife. And therefore Rasulullah tells them that keep roza. Because this will assist you in curbing your lust and desires. There are so many other verses that we can discuss. But then in Surah Saba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the people of Saba. And they live in a place called Ma'arib, about 3 miles away from a place in Aden, which was in Yemen. This beautiful city located between 2 mountains. The Quran talks about it. لَقَدْ كَانَ لِسَبَئٍ فِي مَسْكَنِمْ آيَةٍ جَنَّتَانِ أَيَّمِينٍ وَشِمَالٍ Beautiful gardens, orchards on one side and orchards on the other side, laden with fruit. The Mufassir Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah ta'ala, and other Mufassirin say, these orchards had so much of fruit that a woman who had an empty basket on her head, her mere walking through this orchard without even having to pluck any fruit from the tree and making any physical effort to pluck any fruit, just walking through this orchard, by the time she just walked a few meters, this basket that she has on her head, which was empty, now becomes filled with fruit. This is what Allah Ta'ala blessed them with. Baldatun tayyiba. Allah says, a beautiful city. It was very fresh. The air was very fresh. To such an extent, if a traveler came from outside, and if he had some lice on his body or his clothing, some type of insect, the moment he put foot into the city, the fresh air of the city will destroy that lice or whatever insect he had on his body. Allah had made travel for them very, very, very easy. There were rest stops for them. Like when we're traveling from here to Johannesburg, we have the Shell Ultra, many other places you can rest. You can take a break, read your salah, you can fill some petrol in your car. Allah made it very easy for them. But they were so ungrateful. They did not make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They said, oh Allah, ba'id baina asfarina. We don't want to reach our destination so quick. We want to have long journeys. So when Allah talks about this town that Allah had blessed with, they had a fortified dam. Mufassir didn't go into details. But what they did, fa'aradu, they turned away. This word, remember, fa'aradu, i'rad, means to turn away from the obedience of Allah. And Allah forbid, we must not turn away from the obedience of Allah. Allah says, baldatun tayyiba. It is a beautiful city, fresh. Warabbun ghafoor. And a Rabb who is most forgiving, most merciful. If they made an error, all they needed to do is turn to Allah and ask for forgiveness. فَأَعْرَضُوا They turned away. So Allah says, we destroyed the walls of this dam. That entire city became flooded, destroyed. And because they made these very foolish demands from Allah that we want to have long, long journeys, Allah said, وَمَزَّقْنَاهُمْ كُلَّ مُمَزَّقْ A very powerful word in Arabic. We tore them into pieces. Allah is Akbar. Remember the verse I mentioned in the beginning. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ وَالْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ Allah does not require any person. But when we play with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is so ghafoor rahim, Allah is giving us all the ni'mats, and when you turn away, you do not make shukr to Allah by means of your tongue, by means of your heart, by means of your limbs, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy that nation. وَمَزَّقْنَاهُمْ كُلَّ مُمَزَّقٍ Allah thereafter said, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِكُلِّ صَبَّارٍ شَكُورٍ In this entire incident, and the various ni'mat Allah had blessed them with, and how they turned away, they made kufr of this ni'mat that they were given. Allah says there is a lesson for all those, because Allah says, وَمَجَعَلَّهُمْ أَحَادِيثُ We made them a talk. The people will talk about how Allah destroyed these people. People who came after them, they would talk. The people of Sabah, they were ungrateful and see how Allah destroyed them. Allah says there is a sign for those who have great patience, perseverance. Patience in what? Any musibat comes, the person says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. He exercises sabr, which is very common. All of us understand this. If somebody passes away, we say make sabr on the loss of some child or parent, whatever it is. That sabr we all understand. But there are other two categories of sabr. And the second category of sabr is ala ta'at. Obedience of Allah. To be steadfast on that is also regarded to be sabr. Example, reading salah, or we fasting. So we must be steadfast on this good deed. That is also called sabr. And the third one, very important, is sabr anil ma'asiyah. To turn away, to destroy that temptation that you have that is pulling you towards some haram. And you say, oh my Allah, for your sake, I will not do that haram. And the person moves away from that. He does not commit that sin. He exercises some pain on his heart. That sabr is a very difficult one. Allah says, in this entire incident, there are signs and lessons. There are lessons for those who have sabr, patience, steadfastness, and shakur, and those who are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the bounties Allah has bestowed upon. In the hadith of Rasulullah s.a.w. it is mentioned, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. How wonderful is the affair of a believer. إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ. Only his affairs are good. Whether he is going through difficulty or prosperity. Whether it is adversity, calamity, or happiness and prosperity. Why? If some calamity befalls him, what does he do? Sabara. فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. Making sabr on some musibat, it is good for him. He is being rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this reward for sabr is unlimited. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Unlimited reward. In fact, this hadith of Rasulullah explained an ayat of the Quran, on the day of Qiyamah, a group of people will be told to go into Jannah, and as they're going, the angel will stop them. Stop, kifu. Who are you? And they will say, نَحْنُ أَهْلُ sabr. We are the people of sabr. And Allah says, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ فَنِعْمَ عُقْبَ الدَّارِ. And if some good comes to a believer, what does he do? He makes shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the shukr is good for him. So Rasulullah said, how wonderful is the affair of a believer. A disbeliever, he doesn't understand what is patience. He will moan and groan and complain. He does not know what is to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will think that it is all his efforts, his skill, his power, his intelligence that has earned him all the good that he has got. A believer only turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, respected brothers and elders, time is running out. It's a Mubarak night. It's a blessed night. You know, there was a Maulana Salim Nawab Sahib who had come to our country in the month of December. So he mentioned in one of his talks that his ustad, Maulana Zulfiqar Sahib of India, had written a kitab, Neki Ka Mosam, the month or the season of good deeds referring to Ramadan. And then he made a comparison. It's an academic discussion. Inshallah you'll appreciate it, you'll enjoy it, you'll understand the benefits of these nights. And he discussed the first 10 days of the Hijjah, because it's the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is mentioned in Bukhari and Muslim, that there are no days in the year in which good deeds are done, which are afdal, better than good deeds done in the first 10 days of the Hijjah. So the entire year, any good deeds done cannot be compared to good deeds being done in the first 10 days of the Hijjah. And then he spoke about the last 10 nights of Ramadan. So as though there is a dialogue. No dialogue took place, but just between the first 10 days of the Hijjah and these last 10 nights of Ramadan. So the first 10 days of the Hijjah say, we have Hajj in us. And Hajj is a fard. So that makes us superior. And come the last 10 days of Ramadan, he said, we have got Sawm, fasting. Fasting is also a fard of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Both are equal. And then the first 10 days of the Hijjah say, we have Qurbani. Qurbani is wajib. So the last 10 days of Ramadan say, we have Sadaqatul Fitr, which is also wajib. Then the first 10 days of the Hijjah say, we have the day of Arafat. That's the day when Shaitan is most despised, or he is most ridiculed on that day, humiliated. The day of Arafat. So the last 10 days of Ramadan says, we have Laylatul Qadr, the night of power. Khayrun min alfi shahrin. And then The first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah says that we have with us Eidul Adha, the day of sacrifice. And then the last 10 days of Ramadan say that we have Eidul Fitr. So both are equal. And then the days of Dhul Hijjah say we have the Qiyam of Mina. You know, the 5 days we talk about Arafat, Mina, Muzdalifah. You are camping in Mina, as though you're making i'tikaf in Mina. Great ibadah. So comes the last 10 days of Ramadan, see, I have i'tikaf in the last 10 days of Ramadan. So Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi, Allama Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi, then said, he says, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, the days are more superior. But the nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan are more superior. So we are experiencing those nights of Ramadan, the last 10 nights. May Allah make each and every one of us gain maximum benefit of these nights. The very first thing ulama say, istighlalul waqt. Which means appreciate every moment of these last 10 nights. Every moment is precious. Don't let it just go two ways. Obviously we're human beings. Obviously we're going to eat and we're going to rest and we're going to sleep. But don't let the entire night just go past. That is why I said, those of us who are not in Sunnah i'tikaf, make the niyat of Nafil i'tikaf. And make the niyat of Ibadah. Our mothers and sisters at home, make the niyat of Ibadah. You're making Ibadah. You're listening to a talk of Deen. This is also Ibadah. Then some Quran we will read. In the month of Ramadan, in the beginning I said, this month of Ramadan is a month of Quran, 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 Quran. We don't have time to go into the details of the Salafi Saliheen, the ulama, mashayikh, our elders. You see so many of them. The only thing they gave most priority to was recitation of Quran, 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 Quran. We are human beings, we get tired, we're not so strong physically, spiritually. Read a few pages. You can't read quarter para, at least one page tonight, but do it with sincerity, with love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every moment is precious. Then engage yourself in Quran. And for us ulama, tadabbur fil Quran, ponder over the meanings, and we must make niyat inshallah that we need to learn the message of Quran, what my Allah is telling me. I must understand the meaning of the Quran. Make that niyat and go to the ulama who will teach us the meaning of Quran. And then spend your time in dua, dua, dua. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anhu's dua mentioned, the Sunnah, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. And she says that also I would make the dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah in this night. I would make dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah in this night of Qadr. And then, very important, is to make tawbah and istighfar. Tawbah and istighfar. Shed those tears of repentance. Go home in solitude, one corner. Spread out your musalla. And cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the nights of crying to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Do not despair. Connect yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inculcate in your heart the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Become lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loves us. Allah loves us. So become the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, engage in some tahajjud salah. Some tahajjud salah. You can't read many rakats, at least two rakats. Before we leave, two rakats tahajjud, but make sure you don't obstruct any person who wishes to leave. So again, we do so many good sometimes, and we spoil all the good by hurting somebody else, obstructing some person, and it's very common it happens in these nights. And we say, no, he must wait. To hell with him. What is he so hungry for? He's running for iftar. No, should not be our attitude. We do not know what need that person has got. Somebody is in hospital. He has to rush to see his elderly mother or his parent or his father. So we need to have some sabr, and we need to play our part in a very responsible manner. So tahajjud namaz, two rakats, minimum. And of course, if Allah gives us tawfiq, read many more rak'ats. But again, connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Enjoy your ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the purest of all loves. It's the most loyal of all loves. In dunya, you love a person and the person can be disloyal to you. Many youngsters have experiences. And then what happens? He shattered for life, she shattered for life. But when you have a pure love, and there is a love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is never disloyal. Allah loves us. This is the most pure love. The greatest of all loves. And this is a nourishment for our soul. See, a life without the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a very dark life. It's a bleak life. You're missing out on something. May Allah grant it to me first. May Allah grant it to all of us. We don't have it. May Allah grant it to us. What we have mentioning is from the mashayikh, the ulama, sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, when they would sit in the company of Rasulullah, they would be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your cell phone battery is going low. What do? You charge it. These are the nights to charge again. But we have to be sincere. We have to be sincere. We have to be sincere. We have to be genuine. Don't look left, don't look right. Everybody else is going to surpass us, and we'll be still stagnant and stationary in the same position. Don't be beguiled. If others want to waste their time in dining and whatever parting, good luck to them. I am not going to waste my life. I'm not going to waste these precious moments. I had intentions. I'm going to go out and do this and that. But now, I've changed my mind. Oh my Allah, I am going to try my level best. If I'm not in the masjid, at home, obviously not in salah time at night, I'm going to be making my ibadah. I'm going to connect to you, my Allah. Allah, I am weak. Allah, you help me. I'm weak. Ya Allah, I'm trying to connect with you. Make dua. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak. Allah, we are asking you for your love. This is what is missing in our lives. We don't have the love of Allah in our hearts. And when we have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then things change in our lives. Then a person wants a pure life. He does not want to commit sins. He is attached to Quran, even though he does not understand the meaning. He wants to read salat. He wants to make sure he fulfilled all his qada. He's enjoying his fasting. When he takes the name of Allah, when he says subhanallah, he gets some type of enjoyment that he cannot explain to the next person. And then when he's making tawbah, he breaks down. He's crying, he does not know why he's crying. Like how when a person is standing in front of Baytullah, he just bursts out in tears. He does not want to move from there. Tonight is one of those nights that must be a changing point in our life. You know, Fudayl ibn Ayaz, rahmatullahi alayhi, was a very great sage, a very great wali of Allah. But you know his life before becoming a wali? A very evil life he lived. He actually climbed, scaled a wall, going to communicate and chat with his beloved. He was caught up in an illicit relationship. Listen to this, my respected young friends. Many of them have this problem and they ask us, help us, guide us. And that is why they are listening today. May Allah protect me, protect all of us. Nobody is perfect. We're all full of sins. But that young person, young boy, young girl, they're caught up in this sin. So as he climbs this wall, ready to chat with his beloved, he used to do it every night and enjoy it. Perhaps the youngster actually doesn't have to scale any wall. He just got his cell phone. And suddenly he hears the verse, أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنْ الْحَقِّ. Has not the time come for those who have iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that their hearts should humble before Allah, before the remembrance of Allah, before the Quran? The time has come. You know another verse we read in tonight's Tarawih? Brothers, please make me laugh. I'm taking so much of time. May Allah reward you for your patience. May Allah bless all of you and all of us and our mothers and sisters with Laylatul Qadr night. أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرَ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. Allah says, we have not given you sufficient time to ponder and reflect and make amends. And Allah says that a warner has come to you. Who's the warner? The Nabi. Nabi Sassam. He was a warner to us. And ulama mentioned the white hair. So if the youngster doesn't have white hair, but remember Nadir refers to Rasulullah as well. So the Nadir has come. But have I not given you sufficient time? One explanation is, have I not given you a lifespan of 60 years based on hadith of Rasulullah SAW, that the lifespan of this ummah is 60 years. After that, Allah gives you no more room for excuses. By that time, it was enough time for you to have changed your life and turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another qawl, ulama say, 40 years. And they mentioned the people of Medina, when they would reach 40, tafarrahu lil ibadah. Now they would just preoccupy themselves only in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a third qawl which says 18 years old. And then there is one qawl that says bulugh, puberty. In other words, once you become baligh, it was sufficient time for you to have understood your duty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can we see how serious, how important it is? Allah loves us. Connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, the remaining days, tomorrow my program will be inshallah in North Beach, and then we're going to Stanger, and you'll see the poster. I'm not asking you all to have to come with me, whichever masjid you're comfortable with, but the theme is connect to Allah. Connect to Allah. Connect to Allah. Let it drum in your ears all the time. The moment you move away, Ya Allah, my battery is going dead. I need to connect. I need to recharge. I need to come back to you, O Allah. So have this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This love is a genuine love. Allah ta'ala, as it is as though Allah says, if you have everyone besides me, you have everyone in the world besides me, you have nobody. But if you have me and you have no one, you have everyone. You have me and you have no one, in reality you have everyone. وَشَاهِ دُو جَهَا جِسْ دِلْ مِ آئے مَزِي دُونُوا جَهَا سِ بَرْكِ ہو پائے. Hazrat Arif Billah ki Makhtar Sahib rahmatullah used to say that Sha'i do jaha, the king of both the worlds is Allah. When he comes into your heart, you will get the enjoyment of and pleasure of more than this world and the hereafter. Because you have with you Allah. You have Allah with you. Finally, I mentioned this many times, Hazrat Mawlana Mazhar Sahib, Damat Barakat, whom Allah gave him good long life with sihat, he always would mention, wo gul gul nahi jisme bu nahi. That rose cannot be called a rose which has no fragrance in it. Take a rose and you pluck it and you're smelling there's no fragrance, you say this is not a rose. It's not genuine. Wa gul, gul means a rose. Wa gul gul nahi. Jisme bu nahi. Bu means khushbu. There's no perfume in it. There's no fragrance. And then he says, wa dil dil nahi. Jisme tu nahi. That heart is not a heart. And oh Allah, you are not in that heart. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. It's like Durus Sharif, we'll make dua now, inshaAllah. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh, wa laka shukru kulluh, la nuhsi thana'an alayhik, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا فاعف عنا فاعف عنا يا الله يا موسى كريم موسى رحيم يا الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. Ya Allah, we're seeking your forgiveness, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us this 21st night. You alone know best whether tonight is little qadr or not, my Allah. Ya Allah, if it is little qadr, Ya Allah, grant it to us, my Allah. Grant it. Ya Allah, I'm too bad, kamzor hai, my Allah. Ya Allah, the other people in the world, my Allah, the Salafi Salih, the pious people, Ya Allah, they're making ibadat so much, my Allah. Ya Allah, they make little ibadat, they become tired, my Allah. Help us, guide us, don't deprive us, my Allah. Don't deprive us, my Allah. Allah, some person is sitting in his gathering, an elderly person, perhaps a young child, or some sincere mother is sitting over the receiver, my Allah. Some person who has got that penitent heart, my Allah. Allah, through his barakah, Allah, forgive all of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, where else can we turn to, my Allah? There is no other deity we can turn to, my Allah. Allah, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You alone do we worship, my Allah. You alone we ask for help, my Allah. Allah, there is no other Allah but you, my Allah. لا إله إلا أنت. سبحانك. إِنَّا كُنَّا مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. We confess, we acknowledge, my Allah. Allah, we have done wrong, my Allah. Our entire lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, we did so much of gunas with our eyes, with our ears, with our limbs, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Allah, tonight, my Allah, we have heard from the hadith of Rasulullah, we have read, my Allah, we have heard the ulama, and we have read so many books, my Allah, showing your mercies, my Allah. Allah, don't deprive us now, my Allah. Open the floodgates of your mercy, my Allah. Allah, if we have gone wrong, bring us onto Sirat al-Mustaqim, my Allah. Don't make us become deviated, my Allah. Don't let us go astray, my Allah. Allah, we know you don't need us, my Allah. Besides us, you have got billions of makhluk, my Allah. But, ya Allah, besides you, my Allah, we've got no other Allah, my Allah. You show us where can we go, my Allah. Hum kaha jaye, ya Allah. Allah, it is only your door, my Allah. Only your door, my Allah. We are knocking at your door, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are knocking at your door, my Allah. Hum kamzor hain, zaeef hain, ya Allah. Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Allah, you are most forgiving, most merciful, my Allah. You are Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, my Allah. Allah, we recite this every day in Surah Fatiha. Every rakat of our namaz, my Allah. Allah, forgive us for not reading it properly, my Allah. Without any concentration, my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight, my Allah, we do not know how long we're going to live, my Allah. But pardon us, my Allah. Grant us Laylatul Qadr. Or whenever is going to be Laylatul Qadr, ya Allah, this year in Ramadan, my Allah. Whether it is tonight, tomorrow, the following night, whether it is 23rd, 25th, 27th, 29th, whichever night, my Allah, grant it to us, my Allah. Allah, and forgive us, my Allah. Before the month of Ramadan comes to end, my Allah, forgive us, ya Allah, because we have heard the hadith of Rasulullah sallam. فَإِنَّ الشَّقِيِّ مَنْ حَرُمَ فِي رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. The most wretched, the most unlucky person in the month of Ramadan is that person who is deprived of your mercy, my Allah. Rasulullah sallam, who cried for us, my Allah. Allah, he would cry for us. Allahumma ummati. Allahumma ummati. When Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'anha, Rasulullah made dua for her. Allah forgive Aisha. All her past sins, her future sins, whatever sins she committed openly and secretly, ya Allah, whatever mistake she made, ya Allah, forgive her. She became so overjoyed, my Allah. And Rasulullah asked her, Aisha, why are you so overjoyed? She says, what a beautiful dua you made. That Allah must forgive all my sins. He says, that qasam in Allah. I make this dua every day for my entire ummah. Ya Allah, that Nabi had to say, Ameen, my Allah. When Jibreel Islam came and said, Ba'uda man adraka Ramadan, falam yughfar lahu. Curse be upon that person, ya Allah, who gets Ramadan and still he is not forgiven. Ya Allah, whatever gunas we have made, ya Allah, we are not making shirk, my Allah. La sharika lak, la sharika lak. Ya Allah, we bear witness, my Allah. There is no deity worthy of worship besides you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you've got no partners, my Allah. You've got no parents, my Allah. You've got no wife, my Allah. You've got no children, my Allah. You are Samad, my Allah. You are most great, my Allah. You are Ghani, my Allah. You are Hamid, my Allah. Hum bikari ban ke aaye hain. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us. Before we stand up from this gathering, my Allah. Before we wipe our hands over our faces, my Allah. Before we say, Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Ya arhamar rahimin. Forgive us, my Allah. Forgive all of us, my Allah. Forgive our parents, our grandparents, our wives, our children, our family members, our relatives, our friends, our musallis, our mutaalliqeen, our students, our mashayikh, my Allah. The entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, shower your mercies upon this ummah, my Allah. Allah, what is happening to us, my Allah? Allah, we're being shattered, my Allah. We're being kicked from pillar to post, my Allah. We've got no taqat left anymore, my Allah. We've got no strength, my Allah. Eh, Malik-e-Kareem, you are Malik al-Mulk, my Allah. Allah, you give izzat, my Allah.
Allah, you give kingdom, my Allah. Allah, make us become beacons of hidayat, my Allah. Make us become true, believing men, believing women, my Allah. Make us practice on deen now, my Allah. Help us to change our lives. Allah, let this very moment, my Allah, be a turning point in our lives, my Allah. Allah, we've got so many things to beg from you, my Allah. Allah, our brothers have said so long, so patiently. Allah, they were fasting, my Allah. The entire Tarawih, they stood, my Allah. Allah, they patiently said, Allah, they've raised their hands. Don't deprive any person, my Allah. Whatever hajat he has, whatever hajat ummahs and sisters have at home, my Allah. Allah, you are qadi al-hajat. Ya qadi al-hajat. Ya dafi al-baliyat. يا حل المشكلات اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك الترفعين الله so many people are sick my Allah young and old grant them شفاء كامل عاجل مستقر دائم all the marhumin give them jannat firdaus last Ramadan your many of our friends and relatives do this they're no longer with us my Allah so many passed away in the course of the year my Allah make them maghfirat ya Allah give them jannat firdaus Allah give us mawtud iman mawtud madina sharif my Allah bury in jannat al-baqi my Allah grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallam the kuzul water from his mubarak hands my Allah make us enter jannat without any hisab kitab protect all of us from azab of qabr azab of jahannam from every big and small fitna especially the fitnas of dajjal Allah give us halal in tayyib rozi my Allah ya Allah forgive the ummah of Nabiya Kareem help the ummah of Nabiya Kareem guide the ummah of Nabiya Kareem ya Allah especially our Muslim brothers in war torn countries my Allah especially in Gaza oh my Allah oh my Allah You are Hakim, my Allah. You are full of wisdom, my Allah. You are Hakim, you are most powerful, my Allah. Nobody can question you, my Allah. We cannot understand your wisdom, my Allah. We know it is because of our doings, my Allah, that they are suffering, my Allah. Remove this suffering, my Allah. Allah, they have got a strong iman, my Allah. Allah, the shuhada, ya Allah, give them jannatul firdaus. Allah, there are so many masoom children there, my Allah. Yateem, my Allah, they don't have proper water, my Allah. When you have provided so much on our tables, still our young children, ya Allah, they complain, my Allah. And still they are fussy, my Allah. So many husbands, ya Allah, despite so many savories on the table, my Allah. He's still showing no nashukri, my Allah. You've given us so much of ni'mas in this country, my Allah. Forgive us for being ungrateful, ya Allah. Make us shakirin and zakirin, my Allah. Remove the difficulties our people have in Palestine, ya Allah, in so many other countries, my Allah. Remove any war that is taking place, my Allah. Ya Allah, unite ummah, my Allah. Guide the ummah, my Allah. Hidayat is in your hands. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our weaknesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, guide us, become pleased with us. Don't be naraz with us, my Allah. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil-muttaqina imama. Allah hazirin ghaibin sakki du'a qabul farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub 'alaina ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati amma yasifun. Salamun 'alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil 'alamin.